So, right. So we can learn a few things from how far we can train animals, but then we can also see the limitations. And the question then is, when can we start calling those numbers as opposed to discrimination of quantities? And in the case of a few chimpanzees, presumably, let's say in a couple of chimpanzees in captivity trained intensively, it looks like some accomplishments have been done to use symbols to characterize some quantities, like in the case of eye, for example, in Matsuzawa's lab. But those are extremely rare cases. Also, there's the case of, Alex, the parrot, the gray parrot, in which, again, there were some symbols involved for dealing with exact quantity. So in those cases, they seem to be a little closer to what we would call number, and so on. So in that case, I'm not saying that it has to be exclusively human, because I'm giving here some examples. However, those animals must have been trained or have to be trained by humans for human purposes through human interaction and human techniques and humanly created ecological niches.